Welcome back to Talk for Tuesday, and as we all know, it's an exciting time for the country as we are participating in the World Cup, which is what we are talking about today.
Just a quick question, why is this World Cup controversial?
The World Cup's controversial because the rules are very strict.
What are the sort of rules that we've got?
For example, alcohol's banned, mm-hmm. and LGBTQ+ people link into it as well, because if you were saw kissing in the street or something, you could possibly be arrested.
Okay. Alcohol isn't banned everywhere, but it's definitely banned in stadiums and things like that. They're allowed to drink, but they're not allowed to drink and be seen, are they? Okay. Mm. Just on that, where is the World Cup? Does anyone know?
No.
Do we know? Qatar. Yeah, good. Well done. Okay, so got the World Cup's in Qatar this year. Okay, and Qatar and the United Arab Emirates, their religion, does anyone know what religion they follow?
Islam,
yeah, okay. So we're in a country that are very religious, okay? So we have to follow their rules, and we have to respect, don't we, when we go somewhere like that, okay? But why might that be controversial to some? What might they not agree with?
The weather and the time zones there. Because people could be watching the match at a point, but then it could be really late in other countries or really early in different countries compared to what time the match is actually getting played in Qatar. And the weather, because they're doing it in winter for once, so it's going to be, depending on the country again, it could be colder or it could be warmer or it could be raining or it could be snowing type of thing.
Do you know why they have it in Qatar for the winter?
Because it's cooler.
It's cooler. When's it a bit too hot?
In the summer, when it reaches like 40 degrees.
Yeah, so they wouldn't be able to play on things like that, would they? Okay. In terms of that then, if we're looking at like the idea behind controversy, what is controversy?
It's where there's like a rule or something, and not everyone agrees with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we're looking at Islamic states, what might they not agree with?
LGBTQ.
Yeah, okay, so in their sort of religion, they don't believe that what?
They don't believe that it's, like, natural.
Mm-hmm.
And
they don't really accept it.
Yeah.
So a lot of people then have been boycotting the World Cup, haven't they? Okay. Why do you think that might be then? Why would people like in England or Spain, for example, want to boycott the World Cup because of it?
Because in like England or Spain, it's seen as something not like normal and it's accepted. And the World Cup to be held in a place where it isn't accepted, it's seen as unnatural. That's just, some people don't agree with that.
Yeah, it's wrong, isn't it? Okay, yeah. So in terms of it then, if we're thinking about this World Cup in particular, why do you think there's so much attention around it? Why is there so much media? What do you think?
Sexist.
Is it sexist?
No.
Well, the women.
Women's football's lately only been coming into more populated by people, like they watch it now. Only like within the past couple of years, and some people might think it's unfair that men get their own and women get their own, whilst the footballers, they should be treated equally.
But
with, like, pay and everything, just equal.
But even, as you said, it's getting better. It's been getting better over the last couple of years. Doesn't that show that they're trying to improve it and they're trying to make it more equal?
Yeah.
Well, they have separate World Cups, don't they? So this one's the men's. So we don't really need to focus on the idea of sexism here. It's more to do with religion, isn't it? Okay.
Because women have a chance to do theirs, and then men have a chance to do theirs. So it just kind of gives them each a chance to.
And we know the women won the Euros recently, didn't they? So they actually did really well. We're looking at it in terms of the people there. Do you think people will get a good experience of being there?
Yeah, because it's like it's just a chance to see, like, who'd win it and stuff.
And the different teams.
And it could be a chance to see something that they might never see again in life.
Like,
because not people mightn't be able to afford to go to a football match that's halfway around the world most of the time. But, so it is, for some people, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. For others, it isn't. But.
So do you think that those people are right to not boycott it then? They should still go? What do you think?
Well, they're boycotting it because of the LGBTQ, which I understand. But yes, I think it's wrong that it's not accepted and they see it as unnatural. But where it's held, the World Cup's held, some people might never go to see that country off their own accord. They might be just going for the World Cup, but even while they're there, they might get to see some beautiful sights.
Yeah, good. Okay, so. Does anyone know what happened recently with the armbands, with the rainbow armbands?
Some people were refusing to wear them.
Yeah, well, why do you think that might be? Do you think they actually thought, no, I'm against LGBTQ+.
It might be because of, the place they're in and, the environment and stuff.
It could be because of the families. It could be religious as well, and the families might think it's disrespectful for them to wear
it. Well, I don't think it was their families, because it was Harry Kane, who plays for England, and it was Gareth Bale, who plays for Wales, were asked to wear an armband for LGBTQ. But then FIFA, who organised the football side of things, said we don't think it would be best to wear them because it's like a sign against the religion there, and then they're so strict, aren't they? What do you think they felt as players?
But the social pressure of the community
didn't know what to do.
They didn't know whether to do what they've been told or do what was socially acceptable.
What do you think you'd do in that situation?
I'd wear it just to show me sign of respect to other people,
but then that could cause trouble in between people and stuff, so.
Yes, but also you could claim that it wasn't technically your fault. You've been told to wear it, you're just following directions.
Or you could just say that you were just showing your sign of respect to other people and not necessarily towards certain religions or whatever in different communities.
Yeah.
Just to end this now, who do you think your favourites are? Who do you want it to win?
I don't really know many teams, so I'm just going to go with England.
Yeah.
Have you been given one in form?
Yeah.
Who have you gotten for?
South Korea, Portugal,
Uruguay,
and
Ghana.
Oh, Ghana, yeah.
Ghana.
See, my form, I've got Brazil, so I think they're very happy with their with their pick. I think personally, I'd really love England to win, but I don't think we will. But after that 6-2, I think we've got a good chance. I think Brazil will win.
Unless they're just trying to show off at the beginning.
Maybe.
Trying to work hard to try to get higher, but then they might drop Boost because they work that hard.
Yeah, we'll see anyway.
I don't know. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.